Welcome back into Sports Talk. Saints training camp day 11 now in the books. The black and gold getting ready for a trip out to California, having practices out there before preseason game number one against the LA Chargers. Head coach Kellen Moore spoke to the media today. WWL Soundbank brought to you by First American Bank. Here's what Coach Moore had to say.
All right, a couple just on the medical side. Devin Neal, he's got a hamstring, so he'll be probably a couple weeks here. Mucci Dixon, he had a shoulder, so he's just kind of day-to-day. And then Juwan stayed day, but he'll be fine. He should be good to go. Those were the three guys that kind of, outside of the ones that already have pre-existing things. So overall, transition practice going in from the scrimmage right into this. So, again, I think it's great for our guys. They have to get used to this. You're a little bit sore still coming out of the Sunday scrimmage, and thought we had some good work. There's a lot of detail to go into it.
What do you like about the offensive line? What are you seeing there? Working together.
Yeah, they're spending a lot of time together. They're working really hard. I love the physicality, and now it comes down to consistency, and that group has to lead our team. That has to be a leadership group. We've invested a ton of resources in that group, and so we expect a lot of them.
Kellen, is that more a game plan with Rattler, like at first? Is it, I wonder if like, it was a quarterback run, not an RPO. Do you have that both in the game plan, like actually run pass option and just...
We had a couple. We had a couple different tools in practice today. Again, just exposure, different schemes. There were some RPOs, but there were some design QB reads, read option types things where you can read the end and potentially pull it.
How do you expect California practices to be different?
We will shift to an afternoon practice. That'll be the main thing. Just our day will shift. But other than that, the intensity, the workload, very, very similar to what we're doing. We're still in training camp mode out there. That's the biggest thing. Like, this isn't a thing to go out there and have fun. We're still going to full normal training camp mode out there. And so it'll be excellent work for us.
Do you expect to do live scrimmage work in the next, Thursday, Friday?
Yeah, we'll have one more practice when we're out there on Thursday, and then on Friday will be a scrimmage-like setting there. It won't be quite Sunday because obviously we have a game on Sunday, so we won't do that again. It'll be a little bit less than 126. So that'll be a scrimmage-type setting there. Again, one more opportunity right before the Chargers game, and then we'll play the Chargers. And then essentially we have three more practices out there. So we'll get some excellent work.
What's the value of the shift to afternoon practices?
Just the weather out there and allow us to kind of be in more of a routine where we can install, walk, and then we'll practice at the end of the day. Nice little change for our guys. We tend to play, in afternoon games, and so a chance for us to kind of get back into that study.
Kellen, what determines the running back rotation for the first preseason game targets, or just the preseason games in general? If you have only so many reps,
we'll have those conversations here. Really, once we get to California, just as we ramp up going into the game on Sunday, Alvin, you won't see him. We're good there. But the rest of these guys, they're all going to get awesome reps. And so really all of them are alive the entire game. We'll try and get as many looks as we can. We'll obviously have to make a decision Wednesday, Thursday on a pecking order as we go into that.
Has that position been a little difficult to evaluate at this point? Seems like you got a lot of guys, and obviously with not full tackling, I'm guessing it's got to be a little difficult, right?
Yeah, the volume's a little bit tricky just because we have probably more than you normally would at coming into a camp, but they're all worthy. There's not one guy in there that can't make our 53. They're all really good players. And then, the tackling component is real, and that's what you're most excited about with those guys in preseason.
Just not having joint practices affect, your approach to preseason games with how you'd want to have the reps or anything?
Potentially a little bit. We'll create some setting while we're out in California where we're going to create a little bit of joint practice type feel to it, competing against each other. And so I think there'll be some really good work out there that'll feel more, a little more unscripted, a little more game-like, where we can kind of simulate what you normally would have gotten in those settings.
You mentioned Alvin, but are there other guys that maybe you know who they are that you won't need to play in the preseason?
Yeah, certainly there'll be some of those guys. Again, we're not there yet. Once we get to California, we're going to have a meeting and kind of discuss the plan of action with really that Friday practice and that Sunday game. Those two kind of go together from a volume standpoint, so we just got to make sure we're dialed there.
What have you seen out of Cam Jordan? What has he been like to deal with, both off the field and on the field?
Yeah, both aspects. I think he's done an awesome job. Obviously, his leadership's really valuable for us. We need it. We need him to be a guy who leads by example each and every day. And so on the field, he's doing a really nice job. You love his play style. You love his effort. His relentlessness shows up each and every day. And so, he'll still have a very important role for us.
It's a bit of a challenge when you want to evaluate all three of the quarterbacks to maybe want to play them with one offensive line, but yet you don't want to play too much of your one offensive line. You want to have apples to apples.
We'll see how that progresses. I think that's a fair discussion that we're certainly going to have. At the end of the day, we want all these quarterbacks to have a ton of success in preseason. We want to put them in the best possible situation to be successful. It should always be our goal. And so, I think we'll have those conversations for sure.
Putting the starting out.
Yep. For sure. First half of two games. Yeah, we'll see how it all goes.
With the QBs, when it comes to kind of where they're at now, like which steps do you want both of them to take in order for one of them to kind of establish themselves and you know, kind of get a little bit more ahead in this specifically?
Yeah, I think it's the consistency each and every day. It's the leadership part of it. You know, these guys, you know, whoever ends up being the quarterback, you got to be a leader for this team, and that's a really important aspect of it. And so, we're trying to put them in a lot of different situations. I think, mixed down football's fun, but, you know, there's third downs, and today was a great example of putting them in a bunch of third down situations. Those are challenging situations, and you want to see the guys who can handle those.
Saints head coach Kellen Moore there, WWL Soundbank, brought to you by First American Bank. You heard Kellen. He's not given any details or the plan for preseason games right now. We know he let us, keyed us in that Alvin Kamara is not playing. That's not a surprise there. But as for the QB rotation, we're not getting any of that info yet.
Yeah, and what's going to end up happening is that, like DeMario Davis or something.
You can sit out.
Yeah, and what's going to happen, they're playing on Sunday. Well, Friday they'll have the guys that aren't going to play on Sunday. They'll get like a nice practice, like Alvin Kamara, DeMario Davis.
Right.
You have
coach did mention they're going to have a scrimmage Friday in L.A.
And I'm not saying a scrimmage like game like, but to stay in tune, like to get their reps in, the conditioning and all that, like your game reps, where are you in shape and all that. So if you play, in other words, because you would never do this for a real game. Let's say you're playing on Sunday. Now, old school Friday, sometimes you do work on red zone, special teams and all that.
Right.
But you're trying to save yourself for the game. But if you have a hard practice individually Friday, you're probably not playing on Sunday. Or it's very limited, if that would happen.
Yeah, I'm curious to see, though, come Sunday, 3 p.m., the kickoff against the Chargers right here on WWL Saints Radio. Will it be Spencer Rattler getting those first reps at QB, or is it going to be Tyler Shough?
Well, if I would guess or speculate as of right now, that I could see, because the last 2 days of watch practice, Spencer Rattler has been.
With the ones.
Yes, that I could see Spencer Rattler starting against the Chargers, and no matter what happens, whatever. And then Tyler Shough starts against the Jaguars at home. Then I don't know about the Broncos and all that, but and then I'm not the coach. I don't know how they could do the rotation, but it's a whole lot different starting a game and then coming into a game. And a lot of times, if you're looking at a guy you like the way they're playing, this is not really old school. I don't know if they do this too much anymore. It's like they would, even though you're a seasoned veteran, they'd want you to get the continuity and get not just one scoring drive, a couple of scoring drives, and then go in at halftime and make adjustments. And then how do you come out in that third quarter and have at least one drive to come out of the locker room at halftime and see how you're going to execute? But that would be the maximum. That's when you were playing four preseason games. Now they have three. I think it's eventually only go to two. And I think the fans want to watch meaningful games that count. So I think you will see, but it has to be collectively bargained with the players. You see 18 regular season games and two preseason versus, you went from four preseason to three. I think you will see eventually two and when 18 games. And I think that's what it's going to come about, because more money for everybody. But old school, I can remember, you had the Hall of Fame game, and you can play as many as five preseason games. And so there might be a game where you were starting, like a start on the team, and you would play two quarters and a series because they wanted to see what you're going to do after you make halftime adjustments or you cool down. Then you got to get back up to go out there and start the third quarter.